Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, welcome back to Cereal from the Box. My name's Gianna.
And I'm Marie.
And this is the show where we're gonna talk about our bodies in a positive and neutral way. Be appreciative of what we can do and strive for greatness. Or
We love it.
at least okayness.
Love it.
That's all I
That's
want.
that gray thinking right there, body acceptance and body neutrality. It's
Whoop
key,
whoop.
man.
Anywho, how's it going? How's your week?
Good. I have good news to share. As of
Oh.
today, I have officially passed my licensing exam.
Whoa! Congratulations! You're
Thank you.
officially a social worker. So, what was the test
Yeah.
like?
Awful. By awful, I mean I was so nervous by the end of it. So it's like supposed to
No.
be it's supposed to be 4 hours long, right?
My Jesus.
Like they give you 4 hours. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I took a good 2.5, which I feel like was a reasonable amount of time. And in the last half an hour, when I was just reviewing all my answers to my questions, I was like, I got every single question wrong.
No.
Clearly not the
No.
case. I
So they told
passed
you right
totally
away?
fine. Yeah, it did. It made me take a little survey first, which I was not appreciative of. I was like, I just want to know my result right now. Thank you.
How did you find your test-taking experience?
Literally, they're like, was this a good test-taking environment?
You're like,
I
no.
was like, it was fine, thanks. I want to know my answer, my score. Yeah, so did that. Technically, graduation was today too, so it's
That's
just
so
like
exciting.
everything's all come to a close.
That's
Kind of
so cool.
wild.
Good for
Yeah.
you.
So that's all that's up with me. How about you?
Nothing. Like, I feel like the most exciting thing today is we finally ordered all of the costumes for the students, and
Oh, good.
they're like all starting to come in, and it's a lot of toys to play with, basically.
Fair enough. Were
Like,
you
I
able to
just.
get all the ones that we were looking at?
Yeah, we did, and
Good.
like. Thankfully, what's it called? I love playing dress up, so this is like my dream come true. And like I love organizing things and like labeling, so I'm in my
Amazing.
happy place doing
Good.
this. No,
At least it's not stressful.
it's really relaxing because it's like really mundane work. Like this
Yeah.
pile, this is a pile, this is a pile.
True. That was the only good thing about
Yeah.
working in a in retail.
Oh yeah.
It's just like organizing stuff
I just like now
and
have to
cleaning.
get, yeah, it's just like, because it's like, it doesn't really affect you, but you're like, oh, I can just sweep this little corner.
Exactly.
But like, then I'm like, oh, I have to sweep my apartment. And I'm like, well, let me just dig a hole and die first. And
Fair
then,
enough.
but anywho, as some of you may know, me and Marie are fully vaccinated, and
Love it.
we got to see each other last weekend. It was really fun, and like
Yeah.
so we just like wanted to talk about that because we got to do two really cool things that were, one was intuitive eating and two was talking about like our issues. I did
A
a
cool
little
thing to
eyebrow
do
laugh.
where you talk about your issues with your friends. We love
Yeah,
it.
so Marie, why don't you just kick it off?
Yeah. Well, I guess what I wanted to talk about that I thought at least would be useful to other people was kind of talking about how Gianna and I, as intuitive eaters, right, coordinated this experience together. Because I think one, it can be hard figuring out food stuff when you're on a quote unquote vacation, as I was, to some degree. And then two, when you have just other people involved in meal times, what foods you're eating, things like that, I
Right,
think it
yeah.
can be difficult to coordinate, or at least I found that. Because me, myself, and I, right now, I mostly cook my own meals. I can set my own meal time, so I can really do whatever. And I can be flexible in that way, so that's, like, great. But yeah. I think sometimes, like, syncing up your meal schedules with other people can be, like, anxiety-producing if it doesn't go the way that you have planned, right. And then, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I was hoping we could kind of start with that.
Sure. Like our menu?
Well, I think first we should just share the exciting things that we ate, because I think that's fun.
Okay, so the first exciting thing that we ate was Mexican food.
Yes. We went to...
It's like vegan.
Yeah.
Vegan Mexican food.
Yeah, we found like a vegan Mexican food place in... Where were we at? The Lower East Side.
Yeah, it was like basically Chinatown.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
So our plan of action for the evening was get the dinner, and then we wanted to go to an ice cream place that was nearby that looked insanely good.
Yeah, and it was just, like, spoiler alert.
Yes. So that was kind of, like, the only meal thing that we had planned for the day, right, basically. Gianna was working for most of the day, and I was there. I was present.
She
was
met present all my students.
Yes.
They're
shout
really
out to
nice.
All of you. They are. They're so kind.
Yeah. But so, like, it kind of worked out well because, first of all, like, my boyfriend has, like, the appetite of 5 men in his small body. Like, he's not that big. And, like, I don't know where it all goes. But, like, we ordered some, like, I ordered one thing, he ordered one thing. And, like, luckily, I liked his food and he liked my food more than we liked the food that we ordered for ourselves. So that was good because, like, mine had, like, a bit more of, like, rice and stuff. And, like, I didn't really like it. It was a little too spicy for me, which, like, let me just say it again. I am Hispanic. I just didn't really like the spiciness of the food.
It was mole.
Yeah, it just wasn't for me, but, like, he really liked that, and it was a little bit more filling for him, and, like, I really liked the tortillas that he had on his, and those, I don't know what it was called, but it was, like, really crunchy.
Yeah.
And then there was a dollar pizza nearby, so that worked out for everybody.
True. So I guess, like, to what Gianna was speaking to, one of the issues that we ran into was kind of, like, portion sizes, I guess.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be more food than it was.
Yeah, so we kind of just had to navigate that. Obviously, just in general, outside of our situation, like, I think, like, sometimes, especially when you're going out to a restaurant in general, it can be, like, nerve-wracking to, like, order an appetizer or order dessert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, have more than just your main course available to you. However, I'd like to... at least for an intuitive eating approach and from my perspective, I think it's fine, or I would encourage you to try to order the appetizer, especially if you're, like, hungry going into it, right? And you'd like to try more food, order the appetizer, order the main course, order the dessert or whatever, and you can always take home what you don't want to eat anymore. Just so, you know what I mean? You don't have to feel like... you have to clean your plate, or you can only order one thing because the one thing's going to completely fill you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's, like, also just, you know, don't make the same mistake we did. We just, like, really saw people coming, like, with, like a real amount of food on their plate, and we were like, oh, yeah, we don't need an appetizer. Like,
right.
Okay, we're going to be fine. And then, like, we're like, what the hell? Like, it's tiny.
Yeah.
But... that was really good, though. It was really tasty. So if you're in New York and you want to go, it's called Ha Ha Ha, Plantas Mexicanas, and it was really good.
Yeah. And then we went to
Whipped.
Urban Dessert, right? That's
yeah.
The name.
Urban Dessert Lab. It was really good. I got the vanilla ice cream with the strawberry, like, and strawberry on top.
Crumble thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a strawberry shortcake.
It's very good. It tasted like those, you know, like, on the ice cream truck, like, you get, like, a popsicle.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's what it tasted like. It
those
really
were
good.
The best. Yeah. I think, what was something else that I felt like I had to figure out for myself. I think the timing of meals was something like, oh, here's a good example. So the next day I really wanted to go to this bakery, that looked like they had like all these amazing, I cannot speak, vegan like pastry options that I usually do not have access to here in Little Old Maryland. So I really wanted to go. I don't know. We got up at like a decent time in the morning.
Yeah, it was like 9.
Yeah. And so I had made the decision for myself. I want to get more than one pastry while I'm there. So I don't want to fill up now because I want to be able to have that later. And Gianna made the opposite decision. I want to have something now. Whatever, and then I'm going to have, you know, however much I want there. So yeah. I think it's interesting how we kind of approach those two things in a different way, but both were like valid ways to
approach it. I know for myself, like I just need to eat something or I'll get a headache. Like I can't eat that long. And also like I have sugar crashes very quickly. That's something I've learned about myself. Like,
I'm laughing because I had a donut and then a croissant. So like, a recipe for a sugar crash, yes, but I was Gucci, so.
You didn't have a sugar crash, though. You were, like, pretty good. I know. You're so good.
I don't know why my blood sugar is like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, but the place we went was called, like, the Petit Monsters, and it was so good. I recommend the pistachio croissant.
Yes, all the way.
That was so good. And then y'all said that the cookies and cream donut was pretty good, too, right?
Yeah, I did really enjoy the donut. It was like a good yeast donut, and I feel like sometimes those vegan donuts just be cake donuts, and I don't really like that.
Oh, I really, I only like cake donuts.
Really?
It's like I prefer a cake donut to a fluffy donut.
I did not know this about you, and I am shocked.
My favorite donuts are blueberry cake donuts.
Yeah, well, you know, okay, that's valid. I'll accept that.
And there's, like, a Portuguese bakery near my house that makes them, like, fresh. Like, they're warm when I get them. And I'm like, so good. But it's cash only, and when I went there, no cash, and I had to walk all the way back and get cash and go back. It was a whole
thing. I feel like I always have cash, so that's...
Yeah. Unrelated, but... yeah, so, and also, like, you know, that day, like, when we went out, whatever, came back, and I was hungry because I hadn't eaten, like, as many things at the lunchtime. And then, so I ate when we got home, and then Maria's like, oh, I'm not hungry. And, like, it was fine. And I feel like in the past, you know, maybe I know for myself, if you had said you weren't hungry, I wouldn't have eaten either.
Right.
You know, or if, like, you only got one serving, I would have only had one serving even if I wanted more. So I feel like that speaks to both of our growth as people, that we're, like, able to listen to our own clocks and stuff. So I was like, high five to us.
Yeah. I think the other thing that helped me was the emergency snacks. I brought one emergency snack for myself. Gianna was ever so kind and made Noam get me another emergency snack, and it turned out to be useful because we stayed up pretty late one night watching Legally Blonde, which I recommend. The musical, not the movie, but same difference.
And that let me just say, as we were commenting on that evening,
like,
why are the songs in Legally Blonde so long?
Yes.
Like, unnecessarily long. Anyone listening...
We had a huge gripe that there was, like, 10 musical dance numbers that just went on for ages. And
like, I'm a dancer, and I like them, but even I admit they were unnecessary to the plot.
For sure.
And, like, I feel like dance numbers sometimes are just for fun, and I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was enough. Quite enough. This is about lawyers. This is about lawyers. It's not about dancers. But anyways, this is a good show. And we also watched Little Shop of Horrors.
I fell asleep. But it's okay. It's not really good.
And y'all, listen. They did this. thing in Little Shop of Horrors where in the Mr. Mushnick is my dad section, he did it as like Fiddler on the Roof, and I will never unsee it. And now I can never see another production of that show again, never again.
I feel like
it has that.
I feel like it's always kind of like that. But the what did he play? Clarinet.
Yeah, he started just playing clarinet.
The clarinet I have never seen before.
And they started doing the bottle dance.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just a good, it was a great production, I have to say.
Yeah. That's very fun.
But anyways. So that was our intuitive eating weekend.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that's noteworthy.
I went to the ice cream store again the next day. One of my students worked there, and I did try all of the ice creams.
Yes.
And I did not buy any, but I tried every flavor.
It's okay. It's free.
They didn't mind.
Right. That's true.
Very nice girls.
And I wasn't, like, hungry at the time, so I was just like, okay.
And even though they did have a vegan flavor.
They did. I think it was like apple though, so it's also kind of like just not.
I have tried it before though, and it's not bad. It's not bad. Not good, but it's not bad.
Oh, okay.
Like you would like it, but you wouldn't like want seconds, you know?
Sure. That
makes sense. Like if you went on a date and they were like, "Oh, like they didn't know you were vegan," you wouldn't be like spitting it out behind your back, you know?
Okay, that's a good descriptor. I appreciate the imagery that you gave me.
Okay. So, anyway, that was that, unless you have anything else to add.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of quick fire tips. I think, number one, it's okay if your eating schedule does not perfectly align with the person that you're with.
Yeah.
Like, have snacks when you need to, eat a meal when you need to, even if those aren't at the same times as everybody else.
And you don't have to eat the same thing that the other person's eating.
Yes.
Like, don't feel pressured if they're, like, eating a burger and you don't want a burger. To be like, hey, like, I'm just gonna grab a sandwich, actually. Like.
Right. Agree with that. Encourage everybody when they're out and about and have new places and new foods available to them to go ahead and try them, especially if you want to.
Yeah.
I think that's very fun. Other tip.
I mean, if you're feeling, like, a little nervous to try something new, like, you're kind of pushing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing would be maybe, like, obviously if you're on a trip, like, maybe someone can try it with you or you can share with someone so that way it doesn't feel so overwhelming. But also just, like, think about, like, you know, in a year from now when I look back, am I going to say, oh, like, I'm so glad I didn't try that famous thing.
Right.
And I stayed in, like, whatever, you know. Like, push outside of your, like, don't let your eating disorder control your experiences in your life and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's gonna be worth it to try it, you know?
And I think, like, especially when you're on vacation or you're in the company of others,
yeah,
that's really what your time is supposed to be about. Like, while it's fun trying delicious food, that doesn't have to be the primary goal of trying, like, a new fun food. It should be, I'm having a lovely time with my friends and my family, having this new experience, sharing conversations over ice cream,
whatever it is. It's okay if you don't like it. It's okay if you don't like it.
Yeah.
But just try.
Yeah. My last tip would be, it's okay to kind of go in more prepared to things. So, for example, like, Jenna, I personally really appreciate it when you're like, yep, I know I need to eat now, instead of waiting until later. And I'll just have, you know, a little bit less than maybe what you're having because you're waiting. So I think, like, you know, even if you have, you know, a set dinner plan at X, Y, and Z time, but you're hungry 2 hours before, let's say,
yeah,
just go have a snack then. And if you end up eating less later on because you get fuller quicker, that's okay.
And you can take it home. You can put it in a little box.
Exactly.
And eat it the next day. It's good. You have lunch.
Exactly.
Got lunch. But yeah, so like, just, you know, don't let the idea of vacation kind of like make you think like, oh, I have to eat a certain way on vacation. Like, I have to stay in my routine. Like, you can break your routine while you're on your trip. You can do things that you wouldn't normally do. And, yeah, just, like, remember why you're there, as Marie was saying. Like, you're there to enjoy your time and, like, spend time with friends or, like, have a relaxing spa trip. I don't know. I don't know what people do.
Especially during the pandemic. But, anywho, the other thing that we talked about while we were together was our issues. And one of the things that I brought up to Gianna was that I had writing like a couple weeks ago, and I don't know, I was doing whatever. My instructor was like kind of talking to me about how, I don't know how she worded it, but she was essentially saying like, you know, she had been like indulging a little bit recently, eating like a lot of comfort foods or whatever. And now she's trying to, quote unquote, get back on track, exercise more, whatever it is, right? You know, people say that. I try to be as supportive as possible without being like, oh my goodness, diet culture alert. This is
what we've been taught. I did actually say that to my friend. When we were on the phone with her friend, she was like, I look fat in my graduation photos. I was like, so think about what you mean when you say that. Are you thinking about it in a negative way? But I don't think she heard me. I think it just kind of bulldozed over.
Yeah, it's fine. Yes, we definitely should not be using the word fat when we actually mean other feelings or emotions. Things like that. Fat is not an emotion. However, anyways, we struggle with our body image, but
regardless,
your
riding coach is
my riding instructor. Yes. So she was expressing her feelings on the topic. Cool, fine, whatever. Although my little diet culture flag has gone off in my head. And she asked me, oh, what are your comfort foods? And I genuinely like did not have a response because I was like, oh, shoot, I guess I don't really have any. So then, of course, I had to explain to her. I was like, well, you know, I used to struggle with a binge eating disorder. And since recovering from that and working through that, I don't know if I really view any food as a comfort food, because I feel like comfort food has the connotation of like, here's this, you know, guilty pleasure I have, or here's this food that I indulge in that I'm not really supposed to, but I eat it when I'm not feeling super great. And for me, not having comfort foods isn't to say that I don't really emotionally eat. I mean, I don't really feel like I do, and it's okay if you do. I just think I've, one, learned better ways of coping with my emotions. I don't like how I said that. I don't mean necessarily better ways. I just learned other ways to cope with my emotions.
You've learned ways that are better for you to cope with your emotions.
Thank you, Gianna. This is why you are here, helping me through my difficult word struggles. But,
I'll be your verbal therapist and you be my emotional
therapist. Thanks.
Now that you're licensed.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not even going into therapy. But whatever. That's a story for another day.
Wow.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I just, one, don't really feel like I engage in a lot of emotional eating. One, because I'm pretty stable currently. Two, because I have other ways of coping with emotions. And three, I think in not labeling my foods anymore and having foods be good foods and bad foods and foods that I only can indulge in when I'm feeling some type of way and foods that I, you know, should be having all the time. Like, I just don't really feel like there's a food that I turn to for comfort or would label as a comfort food.
Yeah. No, and like, I feel like when you first like brought that up to me, I was like, I realized that I also don't really have comfort foods. And like, I don't know if it's maybe just because like, we had like a weird like for some people it's like family foods, like that would have like a family gathering, like mac and cheese and stuff. Like we never had family foods like mac and cheese. We had
what
like
about bad pussas?
But that's not, it's like not a comfort food, like it's not like something like special. You know, it's like like an everyday kind of
special
feel.
Special to me. You. I don't get pupusas every day. Just kidding. Not that you guys got it every day.
But. No, you should. I mean, we have pretty often. You should come over for pupusas. I'm sure my mom can make them. Just bean. Just bean.
I love it.
I have a horror story about pupusas. It's completely off topic. But I'll just tell you quick. So my boyfriend's mom is vegan. We tried to make vegan pupusas for her when she visited, but it was my first time making them alone, and they were so, so terrible. Aww. Like, 'cause we're trying to figure out, like, substitutes for stuff to, like, put in them. So I tried to make refried beans, but I didn't cook them hot enough because I, like, thought, like, slow and steady wins the race.
I would think that too, but I guess not. I've only ever bought refried beans.
Yeah, so. I was like, I'm gonna like make them from scratch because I'm fancy. Like, shit. And then like we tried to put like vegan cheese and mushroom as one, and it just did not.
Didn't work.
It was really bad. But anyways, so like my mom always liked to try like weird new recipes for the holidays. Like one time for Thanksgiving, we had fish stew.
What? Fish I've never even stew. Heard of a fish stew in my life.
It was
life.
Like a Brazilian themed Thanksgiving.
Wow. How interesting. Okay.
One time, I did like the year that we had salmon stuffed with crab. That was really good. But
wow.
Her chef at the chef at Archdiocese had extra and he gave her to take home. Mm. So it was very nice. But anyway, so like we never had like consistent really foods that would be like comforting. Because my mom doesn't really cook, but like also I think I don't find comfort in foods anymore because I feel like I'm more of like a machine sometimes. Like I enjoy foods, like but I'm like a lot of times I'm like, okay, I gotta eat for right now, just let me eat this, you know. I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not much of a chef, I would say. So I'm not like
I beg to differ.
I'm the ramen chef.
Yeah. That's true. I think when you have the time, especially when you're like home and at your parents' house, I feel like you're so thoughtful about the meals you make them.
I try to be, but it's like, I don't know. I don't think I have a food that I would want to eat if I felt sad or something.
Yeah. Not to say that I don't have, I'd like to make this distinction, not to say that I don't have cravings.
Oh, no.
And not to say that there aren't foods that I really, really enjoy. But, like, circa, you know, a couple years ago, I could easily identify what my comfort foods were because they were also my binge foods.
True. Wait, let me tell you. The Glutinos, those like chocolate like Oreo cookies that were the gluten-free ones.
The gluten-free version. Oh my goodness, Gianna.
Yeah, don't talk to me.
Why did you get the gluten-free ones?
In my fucked up mind, I thought they were healthier, okay?
Oh no.
I was like, well, it doesn't say wheat.
So therefore,
healthy. I had problems.
That's okay. We've all been there. It's just sometimes looking back on it, it's always like,
Also, like, strangely enough, those, like, little Halo Top ice creams.
I did have a period of time where I wouldn't say they were bad. I would not say they were ice cream.
They're not good either.
Yeah, do you know, here's an interesting one, because I was feeling this the other day. I was like, I feel like as someone who's against diet culture, maybe I should not be buying foods that market themselves in a diet way. However, there's this brand of, like, it started off as popcorn, at least. This brand of popcorn, but I think, like, their name is, like, Lesser Evil or something like that. Right, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think of that as in like lesser evil because they're not harming animals in the creation of their products.
Well, that's the thing, okay? Because one, they're not an all vegan brand.
What?
Yeah, they're not. they're not all vegan. And I really like their popcorn because it's made with like a coconut oil. So it has a little bit of a coconut taste.
When I was lactose intolerant for, remember when I was lactose intolerant for a short period of time?
Oh my God.
Wait, see, no. Let me tell the story. So
go ahead.
I got a UTI, shocker, and I was a fresh baby. How was I supposed to know? Anyways, so I had to get a prescription for antibiotics or whatever, and the probiotics were like $50. I was like, oh, I just won't buy the probiotics, whatever. My stomach was completely shredded and destroyed. If I had any dairy, I would literally die. My stomach would be hurting for like 2 days. Then that's around the time we went to the beach together, which is when I had that popcorn, because you brought it as a snack and you're like, oh, this won't hurt your stomach.
Oh, wow. I love how great you remember this. I remember this little bus.
I have a scary memory. Like, I can remember stuff that I wish I didn't. But anyways, so then Nicole, our other friend who worked with me at the GCC, has previously been known as the most lactose intolerant person I'd ever met. And I see her sitting across from me at lunch, eating like a thing of freaking mac and cheese, like the whole container. I was like, Nicole, you're gonna die. Like, did you bring your lactate? And she's like, oh, I'm not lactose intolerant anymore. I was like, how? She's like, well, I took probiotics and I'm cured.
I don't know why this is the funniest thing to me. I didn't know that story. I didn't know that's why she now considers herself able to eat dairy products now.
That's what happened. And then I was like, oh shit. Oh, wow. And I was like, when did you start taking? She's like, oh, a couple months ago. Like, I was like, because did you ever have to take antibiotics? And she's like, yeah, like my sophomore year of college. And I was like, is that when you became lactose intolerant? And we're like,
a conspiracy. I never knew.
So anyways, that's so my, funny. Okay, get back to your popcorn story.
Oh, I mean, that's fine. I appreciate the tangent. That was funny. I was just saying that, that brand, right? First of all, I swear to you, they were not always called that. I swear to you, they changed their name. Because when I started buying the popcorn, I had no idea that's what it was called. I just, like, recognized the little label on the front. Two, though, recently, I was at Roots, which is our, like, local little grocery store that sells most of the vegan food that I eat. And they had veggie straws. And I'm not, like, really a veggie straw person, but these ones looked really intriguing to me. Because I also like the like chickpea puff things.
Oh yeah,
which are really good. So I was like, oh, they look like similar texture, but like these are kind of fun because they're like green and orange. And I had them and they were actually really good. So I had like a little mini crisis in my head and I was like, is it bad of me to be buying foods from this company that clearly is like trying to emphasize that like they sell the most healthy products in the world and you should feel no guilt eating them, but you shouldn't feel any guilt eating any food, but whatever. I don't know. I just like felt a little bad that I was like contributing to their company, but then at the same time I was like, but it tastes really good, so I don't know what to do with that information.
Well, I'm sure your act of purchasing their product is not making a big drop in their ocean.
I hope.
We'll see then. And not buying their product would care less.
I guess that's what's weird. It's like, I wonder how, I guess it's unrelated, it's a personal issue, but I wonder how you can actually advocate for companies to change their branding and marketing tactics. Because, like, plenty of people are like, Halo Top, what the heck? And Halo Top still does their thing.
Yeah.
Same with, like, this skinny popcorn, whatever, which is also, that also tastes good. The little microwavable pouches of it. Yeah. I like it. I don't know. Like, I feel like you can call it out on social media all you want. Don't make a difference. And
unless you're Demi Lovato.
Well, then everyone got mad at her, so
them,
I don't...
Them.
Them. Yes, you're right. They did change their pronouns. Thank you for that correction. Yeah.
Meh.
I feel like I don't have, like, I don't know. I feel like for me also with this whole comfort food thing, just because the way I eat, I go in, like, cycles of eating the same thing for, like, weeks and weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like, in last June, it was the ice cream phase. But right, I'm currently in a popcorn phase. But before the popcorn phase, so I first was in a kettle corn phase, but now I'm in a cheddar, white cheddar phase. Mm-hmm. So it'll be about 5 weeks of this. And then...
Do you have that down to a science?
I'm not exactly sure, but then I'll just find something new that's on sale that I'll just be obsessed with.